Duty can do more to better understand how much of the materials it needs to hold in the stockpile.
Hi, and welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for fact-based, nonpartisan news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. I'm your host, Holly Hobbs. The Department of Defense maintains a stockpile of critical materials that are essential to national defense and civilian life. This stockpile includes metals like titanium, which is used to prevent corrosion in weapons, and lithium used in batteries. But the DoD faces challenges maintaining the national defense stockpile of these materials. Here to tell us more about a new report on this issue is GAO's Bill Russell, an expert on defense supply chains. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, nice to be here, Holly.
So, Bill, what can you tell us about the national defense stockpile? What's in there, and do we have enough of what we need?
Well, the stockpile has been around for quite a while. The legislation that created it was in 1939. And basically, you can think of the stockpile as a break glass in case of emergency situation. If there's a military conflict or any number of scenarios where we need to draw down key materials to support weapon system development and other activities, that's what the stockpile is for. So it has a lot of things that are unique to the military space, but also have commercial applications. Think refined steel, tungsten, titanium, you know, which can be used to create a number of weapon systems.
How does the DoD know what to stockpile? How does it project what it needs?
The DoD, through the Defense Logistics Agency, works with a partner to identify materials that are going to be needed in case of emergency. So that changes over time, and they have a pretty robust process for identifying what could potentially be needed for the stockpile. In our report, what we found was there were some limitations in the data that can be collected around some of the materials to know how much of it to put in the stockpile. And we found that almost 40% of the items that DoD identifies as maybe needed in the stockpile, it doesn't have a good way to model how much of it to need, which is important because once you know how much you need, you can go to the market and start to buy that over time so that you can ensure the stockpile has what you need when you need it in case of an emergency.
So this is so important that the DoD is required to report annually to Congress about it and its efforts. We looked at DoD's most recent report to Congress. What did it say?
It really catalogs the actions that the department has taken to increase the amount of materials in the stockpile. Sometimes requirements can change and they can actually sell some things from the stockpile that's no longer needed at the quantity in which it's held. But I think the most important thing we found in terms of reporting to Congress was what was not in the report. And just a couple of examples there, there wasn't a full list of the items that could not be modeled so that it didn't include potential risks for things that DoD knows that it needs, it just doesn't know the right amount. One of our recommendations was for DoD to be a little bit more transparent in some of those areas in its future reporting to Congress.
Are there shortfalls?
There are shortfalls, and over time, the number of shortfalls has increased by 167%. A lot of that is the changing analysis, more items being modeled, right? Different weapon systems are coming online. They have different material requirements. So it makes sense that there would be dynamic changes there. There's also some evolution in the market conditions, right? How much is available to buy at any given time? So that's what we found accounts for some of the increases in the number of shortfalls reported.
The U.S. is not the only country stockpiling these resources, right? What does that mean for us?
Well, it's something that is important for DoD to monitor. So a number of items that are in shortfall, there's one or no domestic supplier for those materials. That means having the ability to assess risk on which foreign suppliers that we're going to rely on or take other measures to mitigate those risks. For example, DoD has a process to potentially use Defense Production Act funds to create domestic suppliers, right? Help provide seed money to create a capacity in the U.S. There's also a risk mitigation effort to look at the number of foreign suppliers. Like, where are they? Are they in China or Australia? Those are different risk postures. Another thing that the department is doing is thinking about ways to better recycle materials. So, you know, steel, tungsten, titanium, depending on what the item is, there might be a way to harvest that from other equipment that's no longer used. So there's a lot of efforts in play to try to get smart about reducing the risk when there is no domestic supplier for some of these critical materials.
GAO has a lot of work, some of it new, about critical materials. Why is Congress asking us to look into this? What's the bigger picture?
It's resource competition, right? There are limited resources that fuel all the high-tech items that we want to use and make in the future. So there's almost like this race to lock down your source of supply. But right now, what we're finding is even if you can mine it in a certain country, like in Africa or someplace else, who refines it? And a lot of that part of the process is in China. So it's a big issue that'll have to be managed over the next decade because you can't turn these things on overnight, right? Even if you decide, I want to spend $5 billion to fix this problem, well, to set up a mining facility and go through all of the regulatory process to do that, I mean, you're talking 10 years. So these are long-term problems. It's good that people are paying attention to it now, but there aren't that many quick fixes.
So the Department of Defense is stockpiling critical materials that are important to our national security. But Bill just told us DoD is not modeling some materials to know how much it needs, which could risk shortfalls. So Bill, what more do we think DoD should be doing to better manage the national defense stockpile?
DoD can do more to better understand how much of the materials it needs to hold in the stockpile, as well as to get better information from some of the DoD components that use the materials. And then on the back end, we found that the policies could be strengthened around how to actually use the materials in the stockpile in case of emergency. Right now, it's not clear that the department knows which office would initiate the request to actually, you know, break the glass, it's emergency, and go and get some of the material in the stockpile. And we had a number of recommendations that the department agreed with to help address those issues.
And last question, what's the bottom line of this report?
The bottom line is DoD can improve the way that it manages the national stockpile to ensure that we are best prepared for emergencies.
That was Bill Russell talking about GAO's recent review of DoD's national defense stockpile. Thanks for your time, Bill.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to the Watchdog Report. To hear more podcasts, subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. And make sure to leave a rating and review to let others know about the work we're doing. For more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office, visit us at gao.gov.